السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشهد ان لا اله الا اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. حضرت صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یہ ایک حدیث قدسی ہے.
This is a hadith a Qudsi which states لولاکا لما خلقت الافلاق. So Allah the Almighty says to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if I had not created you, I would not have created the entire universe and I would not have created the heavens and the earth. So although a large section of Muslims object against the authenticity of this hadith, however, the Imam of this time and the true lover of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has explained the reality of this hadith tradition to us. The status that has been mentioned in this tradition, it refers and it indicates toward the pinnacle status of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was greater than all other prophets. Moreover, his advent was for all times until the end of time. The status that was given to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is such that through it people can attain love of Almighty Allah. He similarly received that seal of prophethood that upon all prophets who came before, it becomes verified. And by doing this, this actually testifies and verifies the prophethood of all prophets who came before. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam received that status of Khatamun Nabiyyin, seal of prophethood, that even gave a follower the status of a follower prophet. And similarly, a follower and his true lover, according to the prophecies of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the coming Messiah and the coming Mahdi, it granted that person the status of prophethood. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's nearness to Allah, which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, that dana fatadalla. This is the extreme and nearest level of being close to Almighty Allah, the promised Messiah alayhi salam states. That this appeared in the magnificence of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the meaning of this is that going upwards then coming back towards humankind. The excellence of the Holy Prophet ﷺ is the highest and loftiest levels of excellence, and you find no parallel to that whatsoever. And in this nearness to Allah, two aspects have been mentioned regarding this closeness to Almighty Allah. One is Saud, that is being raised to a lofty level, and the other is Nuzul. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did perform Saud, that is going towards Allah. That is the love and the sincerity and loyalty was such in the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, that great Lord, he attained a rank of twofold upon the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Dunuf is a greater meaning than Akrab. That is why it has been mentioned here. This means that in comparison to Qurb, Dunuf has a vaster and a better meaning. In the meaning of Qurb, all that it entails is a perception of closeness. But in the word Dunuf, the closeness or the meaning of closeness is so forceful that it entails becoming one. The Promised Messiah alayhi salam says that when the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ partook of the beneficence and mercy of Almighty Allah, then he was sent as a mercy for all mankind. This was that same mercy that is indicated in the verse, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَىٰ رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And this means that we have not sent you except as a mercy for all mankind. The Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, the word Qasim here also refers to this, that he partook from Almighty Allah, and then he conveys this to the creation of Almighty Allah. So this conveying to the creation of Almighty Allah was the purpose of his advent. In this Dana Fatadallah, the nearness to Almighty Allah, this indicates towards that Saud and Nuzul. And this is also a proof of the loftiest status of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. So Hazur says, through the advent of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the new heavens and earth and the universe that were formed because of that, and when he attained the nearest level of being close to Almighty Allah, he provided the means of salvation for humans and also the love of Almighty Allah, and he also attained the rank of being the intercessor between humankind and Almighty Allah. Allah then granted him the status of Rahmatul Lil Alameen, the mercy for all mankind. Love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was declared love of Almighty Allah. So this proves that as a result of that special love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Allah, all of this was created as a result of that. And there is no reason whatsoever that we should not accept this Hadith-e Qudsi as authentic. We are very fortunate indeed that we have come under the bayt, the pledge of allegiance of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and we have recognized the status of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Explaining this verse further, the Promised Messiah alayhi salam says that this tradition of law laqa lama khalaqtul akhlaq, what difficulty is entailed therein? The Holy Quran states, خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. This means that whatever is in the earth, that is for the sake of ordinary people. So can there not be amongst the special people those for whom the whole creation is made? If everything in the whole earth is for ordinary people, then why can't Allah the Almighty make the whole creation, the whole universe for the sake of His special people? The Promised Messiah alayhi salam states that in fact when Adam was made the Khalifa, the successor, one wisdom in it was that through this creation, through these people, he could employ them to fulfill the wish and the will of Almighty Allah. And those things that are not in the control of people, through the will of Almighty Allah, they are operating for the sake of people, for example, the stars and the moons and the sun. So Hazur says, people do not have control over these things, but according to the will of Almighty Allah, all of these things are operating for the sake of humankind. According to the instruction of Almighty Allah, most of all, these things operate for the sake of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These operated the most in the past, and similarly they are operating most of all for him in the present. In the time of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, there is the incident of Shakul Qamar, the splitting of the moon. This was a miracle that was seen by the world. I will not go into the details of this at this time, but the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, he has stated this very fact. And he says this miracle occurred. And furthermore, he says in another place that perhaps this relates to a solar eclipse that people saw. Then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he prophesied something for the sake of his Mahdi, that in such and such month and in this specific day, the solar and the lunar eclipse will take place. So all of these are things within the universe, and these relate to things being controlled within the heavens and the earth. And the newspapers of that time when the eclipse took place, they testify that this did take place. Anyhow, the purpose of this explanation and introduction of mine was to mention the lofty station of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Apart from this, there were countless miracles of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, that we find in hadith, that is traditions, where it mentions his special rank and his special connection with Almighty Allah, the examples of which we never found before. But despite all of these things, despite this, Allah the Almighty, in response to this demand of the disbelievers from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that in front of our eyes go to the heavens and bring back a book that we can read. So Allah the Almighty says in response to this, that Kul Subhana Rabbi Hal Kunto Illa Bashar Rusul, that say to them that my Lord is pure from these things. I am only a human messenger. So Hazrat says, the status of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, although it was greater than all humans, because he is the perfect man. But with respect to being a Bashar Rasul, that is a human messenger, Allah the Almighty dealt with him in the same way that he dealt with all the other prophets. So this meant that just as all the other prophets, they were opposed by the nations that they were sent to. Similarly, he was opposed. And because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is for all people and all times, his opposition occurred at that time in his life as well, and he is being opposed even now today. And he will continue to be opposed in the future as well. All prophets were mocked at. Hence, he was also mocked at. And he is being mocked at even today. But there were good-natured people who accept prophets in the past, and they similarly accepted the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his time. Indeed, they accepted him the most. Even within his lifetime, Islam spread beyond the boundaries of Arabia. Then the world saw that Islam spread in Arabia, and it spread to the neighboring areas around Arabia, and then Islam spread to the entire world. And Islam is continuing to spread even in the present. A time will come when the majority of the world will come under the banner of Islam and the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. One of the responsibilities placed upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was tabligh, propagation of the faith. Allah states, "Balligh ma unzila ilayka mir rabbik," that this message and this word that was descended from Allah to you, convey that to the people. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with love, with patience, with forgiveness, and through prayers, he conveyed this message. The opponents do raise this allegation upon the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, that he spread Islam using the sword. But even some Muslim scholars, or those who call themselves scholars, they hold this perception as well, that Islam was spread through compulsion. Although after the migration, when the migration occurred from Makkah to Medina, and then when the Battle of Badr took place, that is, that took place in the following year. So from that period until the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, various wars took place in between. When most of all in the War of Azab, the number of Muslims who took place were 3,000. And at the time of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, there was a caravan of 1,500 people who accompanied the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But from the time of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, this comes to a period of 5 years, from that time to the period of Treaty of Hudaybiyah, from the Treaty of Hudaybiyah to the victory of Makkah, in this 1.75 years. The army that was with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that was 10,000 in number. So this proves that in these 2 years of peace, in these 2 years, Islam spread more profusely. Similarly, with respect to the message of love and peace, there are many incidents, there are many examples of afa, forgiveness, that overcame people's hearts. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's forgiveness and his overlooking people's mistakes and his generosity, these have been mentioned by me in my previous sermon. So why did he do all of this? He did this because Allah the Almighty commanded him to do this. That this is what you have to do. Allah the Almighty may have instructed that this is my most beloved and this is the nearest person to me. Despite this sequence, this custom of the way people treat their prophets that occurred in the past as well, that will occur with this prophet as well. And Allah said, O Prophet, this will happen to you also. However, you must display tolerance, patience, love, forgiveness and steadfastness, and you must continue to propagate the faith. Apart from in such a situation where somebody forces war upon you, unless that occurs, you must always avoid harshness or a forceful attitude. In response to mockery, obscenities, torture, you must display the highest levels of patience and forbearance. The love of Islam and the message of peace in Islam will spread in this manner. How has Allah the Almighty mentioned all of these things in the Holy Quran, and what has He advised us? I will mention that now. In Surah Kaf, Allah the Almighty states, فَاسْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ الْغُرُوبِ. That thus be patient in response to whatever they say, and praise your Lord by glorifying Him before the sun sets and before it rises as well. So thus here Allah the Almighty is reassuring him that this mockery, this enmity that is coming from the enemies, that will keep on occurring. But you must bear this with patience. The Holy Quran is filled with such prophecies that Allah the Almighty and His Prophet will ultimately be victorious. Ultimately, only that person is successful who Allah the Almighty is with. So this is why Allah the Almighty says that with the Holy Quran, with this teaching, you must keep on advising and counseling. You must keep warning based on what they said in the Holy Quran. And that person who fears Allah, fearing this warning, fearing this counsel and guidance, Such a person becomes one who establishes his life in this world and hereafter. Upon the obscenities and the abuse of the enemies, what attitude did Allah tell the Holy Prophet ﷺ to adopt? Allah the Almighty says, فَاسْبِرْ كَمَا سَبَرَ أُولَ الْأَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ وَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلْ لَهُمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَ مَا يُعَدُونَ لَمْ يَلْبَسُوا إِلَّا سَاعَةً مِنْ نَهَارْ بَلَاغْ فَهَلْ يُحْلَكُ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. That is, have patience, as had the messengers of strong determination, and be in no haste about them on the day when they see that which they are threatened. It will appear to them as though they had not tarried save for an hour of a day. This warning has been conveyed, and none but the disobedient people shall be destroyed. So therefore, Allah the Almighty says, that new order that was meant to come into motion from your coming, that is the will of Almighty Allah. That has already come into motion. But there is a time for the successes to be implemented. So this is why you must be patient and you must take things with forbearance. And O Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, you and your followers as well, you must take things with this patience and forbearance. Because this is the way of all the prophets and the followers before. These difficulties, these afflictions, and bearing all of these things, it was patience that led to the success of all of those. And when these successes will come, and when the enemies will come under the wrath, then he will ponder that, what have I been doing? And then he will realize at that time that this life of the world that I thought was everything, this just seemed like a few hours. This was nothing more than that. So with reference to coming under the wrath, with reference to the enemies of the prophets, Allah the Almighty has taken this work in his own hands. With the Holy Prophet ﷺ, Allah the Almighty showed this treatment most of all. And his enemies, they were destroyed to such an extent that their names were completely effaced. Where are those big opponents of his that were called the chiefs of Makkah? Where is that emperor who sent his soldier to try and capture the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ? So when the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is till the end of time, then according to the promises of Allah, there will be signs in every time of enemies coming under the wrath of Allah. The opponents of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how did they mock him and trouble him? What kind of names did they adopt to call him? How did they try to disgrace and defame him? Regarding this, the Holy Quran has told us. In one place, Allah the Almighty states that وَقَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِي نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الزِّكْرُ إِنَّكَ لَا مَجْنُونَ. And they said, oh, that person who this book, this exhortation was sent to, surely he is a madman. This was a mockery upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, it is an open abuse. When this verse was revealed in Makkah, at that time, all the populace, this is what they perceived of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, apart from a few good-natured people, they all assumed that he was a madman. But when the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ conquers Makkah, then he displays the highest levels of love and generosity. And I explained this in the previous sermons as well, that these were not only those people who abused. In fact, these were those people who perpetrated the excesses of cruelties. They tried to force war upon these people. Despite this, the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ displayed generosity and love with every single one a person, because Allah the Almighty said, I will take retribution from these people myself. In Surah Al-Furqan, Allah the Almighty states that وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا إِفْكُ إِفْتَرَاهُ وَآنَهُ عَلَيْهِ قَوْمٌ آخَرُونَ. فَقَدْ جَاءُ ظُلْمٌ وَزُورًا, that those who disbelieve say, it is naught but a lie which he has forged, and other people have helped him with it. Indeed, they have brought forth an injustice and an untruth. There are very deep meanings entailed in this verse, but the purpose of what I am trying to say is this, that after the claim of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those same people, God forbid, used to call him a liar. And these were those same people who used to say that he was truthful. And those people used to testify to his trustworthiness and his honesty. Then regarding the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Holy Quran has mentioned the cruelties against him in this way. وَقَالَ الظَّالِمُونَ إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا رَجُلٌ مَسْحُولًا, and the oppressors say, you are following a person who is under the effect of magic. So regarding the obscenities of disbelievers, in another verse Allah the Almighty says, وَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا سَاحِرٌ كَذَّابٌ, and they were very surprised that from amongst them there was someone to warn them, and a disbeliever says, this person is a very false person and a magician. So sometimes he is called a liar, sometimes he is called a magician, sometimes he is called something else, sometimes he is given some other name. This is how the disbelievers proclaim things about him, and in different ways they used to mock him. But Allah the Almighty told the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ to display patience, to praise Allah, and to keep on praying. And this same teaching was given to the believers as well. Allah the Almighty states, وَلَا تَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًى كَثِيرًا. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ, that you shall surely hear many hurtful things from those who are given the book before you and from those who set up equals to God. But if you show fortitude and act righteously, then indeed it will be a matter of strong determination. So for a believer, for such a person who really loves the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he loves him more than his own life, for such a person there can be nothing that can cause him more hurt or pain than regarding his master he hears such things through which his splendor, his magnificence, even to the slightest amount, is insulted in any way. In fact, he cannot bear this in any way, that this mockery can occur against the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if you hear anything like this, then bear it patiently. In the previous sermon, I gave the example of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, that how did he respond to these kind of things. So this is a true reaction that should be entailed, that was displayed by the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. But there is a stipulation, and that is taqwa, fear of Allah and righteousness, that you must adopt taqwa, and through your actions and prayers you can respond to this. And when you do this, that will be the true expression of this love of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when treading on taqwa, through our prayers, we submit before Almighty Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. That is, upon hearing the enemy's statements, then we will also see the end of those enemies of Islam. But there is a condition, and that is taqwa. Nonetheless, to those who raise allegations against the Quran and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah says in the Quran itself, that Allah the Almighty takes retribution from such people himself.
Wa
In the Holy Quran, Allah has responded to these actions of the enemies and said to the enemies this. This is in Surah Al-Haqqa. That innahu laqawlu rasulim kareem. Wa ma huwa biqawli sha'ir. قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ وَلَا بِقَوْلِ كَاهِنْ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ تَنزِيلٌ مِّن رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That surely this is the word brought by a noble messenger, and this is not the word of a poet. There are very a few of you who believe. Nor is this the word of a soothsayer. There are very few of you who take part of this guidance. It is a revelation from Lord of all the worlds. So Hazur says, Allah, hear to all those people who mock, who make all those allegations that he is a liar and he is false, who give all these names to him. He has responded to all of that hear. So this is the reply to all those who raise allegations and who mock the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But despite this, Allah the Almighty has told the Prophet Muhammad to be patient and to pray. But Allah has not left the enemies alone. He has not just given this reply that he is not a false person and he is not dishonest. And these allegations are incorrect allegations. This is not all that Allah says. In fact, when Allah the Almighty has said this, that إِنَّكَ فَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَحْزِئِينَ, that we will surely suffice thee against those who mock, then this means that he took retribution from those who were the enemies of Islam. And he took that retribution in this life and in the hereafter. Allah the Almighty states that وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فَسَكُوا فَمَا وَاهُمُ النَّارِ كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَنْ يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا أُعِيدُوا فِيهَا وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ النَّارِ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ وَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ ثُمَّ أَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا إِنَّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ منتقمون. And as for those who are disobedient, their abode will be the fire. Every time they desire to come forth from that fire, they will be turned back into it, and it will be said to them, taste the punishment of the fire which you used to deny. And most surely, we will make them taste of the nearer punishment before the greater punishment. That is, before the greatest punishment, we will make them taste of the nearer punishment, so that they may return to us with repentance. And who does greater wrong than he who is reminded of the signs of his Lord and still turns away from them? We will surely punish the guilty. So Allah the Almighty, who always looks over His beloved ones, He does not leave those enemies without seeking retribution from them. That is, if they do not refrain from their actions despite the warnings of Almighty Allah. If Allah the Almighty displays certain manifestations for their reformation and they do not take guidance from this, then Allah the Almighty does not leave them without seeking retribution. But Allah the Almighty says, this is only my right. Then addressing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah the Almighty says, وَاسْبِرْ عَلَىٰ مَا يَقُولُونَ وَحْجُرْهُمْ حَجَرًا جَمِيلًا وَزَرْنِي وَالْمُكَذِّبِينَ أُولِ النَّعْمَةِ وَمَحِلْهُمْ قَلِيلًا إِنَّا لَدَيْنَا أَنْكَالًا وَجَمِيلًا وَتَآمَنْ زُغُسَّةٍ وَعَذَابًا عَلِيمًا. And bear patiently all that they say, and part with them in a decent manner, and leave me alone with those who reject the truth. Possessors of ease and plenty, and give them little respite. Surely with us are heavy fetters and a raging fire, and food that chokes, and a painful punishment. So where he has been taught to patience, there materialistic people have been also addressed, that these luxuries and these ease of the world, all of these things have made them disbelievers, and because of this they will be punished, because they are reaching excessive levels of their disobedience, and a punishment will be such that it will be a sign for other people, and this sign of punishment Allah the Almighty has taken it in His own hands, and He has told the Prophet and his followers to be patient and to not fight and to not argue and to listen to all of these things and to leave alone from them and separate from these people. This is what Allah has told the Prophet and his followers. Regarding punishment, Allah the Almighty says in Surah Al-Alaq that أَرْأَيْتَ الَّذِي يَنْهَى عَبْدًا إِذَا صَلَّى أَرْأَيْتَ إِنْ كَانَ عَلَى الْخُدَى أَوْ أَمْرَ بِالتَّقْوَى أَرْأَيْتَ إِنْ كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى كَلَّا لَئِنْ لَمْ يَنْتَهِ لِنَصْفَعًا بِالنَّاسِيَةِ نَاسِيَةٍ كَاذِبَةٍ خَاطِئَةٍ فَلْيَدْعُ نَادِيَةً Sanad al-Zabaniya. That hast thou seen him who forbids and holds back? A servant of ours, when he prays, tell me if he, our servant, follows the guidance or enjoins righteousness, what will be the end of the forbidder? Tell me if he, the forbidder, rejects and turns his back. Does he not know that Allah surely sees him? Nay, if he desists not, we will assuredly seize him and drag him by the forelock, a forelock lying, sinful. Then let him call his associates. We too will call our angels, of punishment or who will thrust him into hell. So Hazur says, this is the manner of punishment that Allah meets out. Today, what needs to be pondered on is this, that by following that great person, those people who pray, and those people who prevent those people from praying, who are those people who prevent? This is something to be very terrified by for those people who stop some people from worshipping. So Allah the Almighty who created the heavens and earth for the Prophet, then those people who mock and those people who increase in disbelief and who cause affliction, but whilst cursing them, Allah the Almighty says that مِنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَنْ مَوَازِئِهِ وَيَقُولُونَ سَمِعَنَا وَأَسَيْنَا وَاسْمَعْ غَيْرَ مُسْمَعٍ وَرَائِنَا لَيَّنْ بِأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ وَتَعَنَمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا سَمِعَنَا وَأَطَعَنَا وَاسْمَعْ وَانْزُرُنَا لَكَانَ خَيْرٌ لَهُمْ وَأَقْوَمَ وَلَكِلَّ أنهم الله بكفرهم فلا يؤمنون إلا قليلا. This is verse 47 of Surah Al-Nisa of the Holy Quran. It says, there are some among the Jews who pervert words from the proper places, and they say, we hear and we disobey, and hear you without being heard, and screening with their tongues what is in their minds, and seeking to injure their faith, they say Raina. And if they had said, we hear and we obey, and hear thou, and it would have been better for them and more upright. But Allah has cursed them for their disbelief, so they believe but little. So this is the curse that will come upon such people who take the misguided path or who do these things against the prophets. Then upon the saying of the Jews that we are doing all of these things to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we are doing all this affliction, we are perpetrating all of these things, we are concocting all these falsehoods. If this Prophet is true, then why does Allah the Almighty not punish us? Regarding this, Allah the Almighty states, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ نَهُوا عَنِ النَّجْوَىٰ ثم يعودون لما نهوا عنه ويتناجون بالإثم والعدوان ومعصية الرسول وإذا جاءوك حيوك بما لم يحيك به الله ويقولون في أنفسهم لولا يعذبنا الله بما نقول حسبهم جهنم يصلونها فبئس المصير. that hast thou not seen those who were forbidden to hold secret councils and again return to what they were forbidden and confer secretly for sin and transgression and disobedience to the messenger? And when they come to you, they greet you with a greeting with which Allah has not greeted you. But among themselves they say, why does not Allah punish us for what we say? Sufficient for them is hell, wherein they will burn, and a most evil destination it is. It is verified from certain hadith that the Jews used to come to the gatherings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or they used to meet him on different occasions, and instead of assalamu alaikum, they would say assam alaik. And God forbid, they desired the destruction of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as I have mentioned in various hadiths previously in other sermons, sometimes the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, should we kill these people? And he would reply that no, you should not kill such people who said this to the Prophet, because the retribution of such people has been kept in the hands of Allah Himself. The punishment that is going to be given by Allah, putting them in the hellfire, cannot be compared with any punishment in this life. So Hazur says, as I have stated before, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most beloved of Allah, and his sequence of prophethood will remain until the end of time and will continue perpetually. And he is greater than all the other prophets, but despite the fact of all of these things, just like all other prophets, the enemies and opponents of the faith and the enemies of religion, they made every attempt to try and inflict harm upon the Prophet Muhammad, and he had to bear all of these things. On every occasion, Allah the Almighty said the same thing, that like all the prophets who came previously, take things with patience and with prayers. This is what the followers must also do. And he said that this mockery of the opponents, these profanities, this immorality shown by the enemies, he said, some of them I will take retribution from them in this world, and some of them I will seek retribution from them in the hereafter when I will put them in the hellfire. It is correct that if enemies wage war and they try to destroy the nation, then you have permission to fight back forcefully. Because if this permission is not given to fight back in this situation, then those who are opponents of religion, they will destroy the peace of people of all faiths. How did Allah seek retribution for those who insulted Him in His life? One of them is mentioned in the Holy Quran, that Tabbat yada Abi Lahabin wa tab, that both hands of Abu Lahab were perished. This person, who was the paternal uncle of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, when he claimed to be a prophet and he gathered all his relatives to propagate to them the faith, that Abu Lahab used very obscene and improper words against the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that great Lord, who is the fulfiller of promises and who gives true promises, how did he take him under his wrath? This is referred to in one narration, one hadith, that during one journey, Bedouins captured him and seized him and they destroyed him into pieces. So Hazur says that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who until the end of time will remain the greatest and the most beloved in the eyes of Allah, those prophecies that were made from Allah to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will always continuously be fulfilled. In every era, the enemies of Islam will reach their bad end. May Allah the Almighty always continuously enable us to witness the magnificent scenes of the display of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's greatness, and may He continuously allow us to keep on loving Him more. And may we truly be those who are enable to adopt the teachings of the Holy Quran in our lives. And may we try to become such believers who meet those expectations of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam regarding his community, his ummah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, na'muduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر